Sam, you had a couple of comments.
Just one very brief thing I wanted to say about Delaware fiduciary duties in a general sense. Byron described for us the Texas fiduciary obligation of obedience, which, as I understand it, is an obligation to respect positive law. Is that?
Yeah.
We don't have a separate duty of obedience, but I didn't want it to go by as though we allow people to willy-nilly violate positive law. It's a subspecies of bad faith, which is part of the duty of loyalty. It may be that Texas is more intellectually honest in the way they handle it. When I teach law students, I always have some smart law student when I talk about the duty of loyalty and covering in its subset of bad faith the obligation to respect positive law. How about the Foreign Corrupt Practices Act, where the company loses an opportunity to bribe a foreign official in a country where it's standard to bribe a foreign official, costs the stockholders money? How is that loyal? But that's where I think conceptually maybe better done the way Texas does it. But at any rate, we don't have a separate duty, but there is a good faith obligation to respect.
Well, I don't think we take the position that, say, the Foreign Corrupt Practices Act violation is also a violation of Texas fiduciary duty. I don't believe that's our thought. I think our thought is that you have a duty, as you say, higher authority. Your governing documents, you're supposed to obey those. If you have a pattern of disobeying the laws, then that's going to have damages to the corporations like in the Foreign Corrupt Practices Act. So I think you get to the same place, but it's not as if in Texas we were saying if you violate a federal law, you have violated a fiduciary duty.
Okay.
It's a different analysis. But back to Mark Morton, and